The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally.
When you say that glass is half full,
instead of just being half full,
or is it half empty?
We'll top off your glass. It's news-ish on The Wally Show.
Have you ever wondered if you're old? Well, I found a list of telltale signs that say you are. So, if you're doing any of these, start making your plans for retirement. Here we go. You eat Tums like candy.
Oh, no. So far, I'm not on that. Gavin?
I eat Tums all the time.
You have like acid reflux and stuff,
I do,
right?
So it's more about that than it is about, I don't know, but it seems like a sign that I'm just older than I should be.
You still print your boarding pass just in case.
No, I don't do every once in a while.
I love doing that.
If I'm at the airport, I never print it at home, but if I'm at the airport and I'm checking in and it says, do you want to print boarding passes? I'll print them just on the off chance. So no. I guess so, yeah.
You can't stand or sit down without making some sort of noise.
Yeah. Sometimes I find myself just sitting there making noises like weird, like... Like, I'm like, what in the world?
You do, yeah. I think you have some kind of breathing habit.
Yeah, I do.
It's like you hold your breath and then you go.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I breathe.
It's like sleep apnea, but you're awake.
Yeah, it's awake apnea. It's really strange. Mm-hmm. I have no idea. I should ask somebody about that.
Mm-hmm. You've recently stood outside a store in the morning waiting for them to open.
No. Haircuts, yes. Ted Gummit, yeah, because haircuts, they can take so long sometimes. And so, like, if I'm going to go get my hair cut on a Saturday morning, I get there at 8. Well, they open it at 8. I get there at 7:45, and I wait. And then if I see somebody else pull into the parking lot and start to open their door, I get out and I wait in line. I had a lady one time. She beat me there. I'm like, oh, you know what? I'll let her go. So she goes and gets to the door before me, so she's claimed her place. And then the door opens, and she's like, come on, kids! Like, four kids get out of her car.
Boo.
I got totally hosed.
Yeah, you did. You know exactly where your heating pad is.
No, I never use those.
No, I do. Good. You start conversations with strangers in public. That's Wally for sure.
Sometimes.
And finally, you drive by a nice house and say, that's a nice house.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Because it's as a kid or a teenager, you don't pay attention to those things. You don't care.
Oh, okay.
But as an old person older person, you're like, you're thinking about the economy. You're thinking about a down payment. And you're like, that's a nice house.
When you get really old, you're like, I wonder what their taxes are. Like, that's how you know you've really hit old age. There,
that's where you are.
I'm totally right there. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and Taylor Swift has been known to write a song or two about breakups, and I came across this thing where she was talking about writing a new album, and people were speculating that it's called, like, Tortured Poets, and so the songs all represent the five stages of grief.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty deep.
That's dark.
There's a denial song, an anger song, a bargaining song, a depression song, and
what
then
is
finally
she grieving?
Acceptance. She's just dramatic.
Okay.
But she's trying to get in the life of all of her fans where they might be with relationships. And I started thinking about this. I'm like, I love the songs that we play here because they come at things from a different perspective versus just talking about, well, grief, and it's horrible, and this hurts. We actually have the answer to hopelessness, and it's hope in Jesus. And that's why the songs we play have such power in people's lives. And so we do a thing called group therapy where we select one song, and we say, hey, this is the song. It's a great song. What does it mean to you? Because the song is the same, but you'll hear a bunch of different stories about how it connected with them, and that's what makes this music so great. And so today, our group therapy song is by Brandon Lake, and it's called Gratitude. And I throw up my hands and praise you again and again. 'Cause all that I have is a hallelujah, hallelujah. One of the hardest things to do sometimes is praise God in the bad and to find things to praise Him for when everything looks bleak. But But boy, when you can learn to do that, it's life-changing as far as getting you through that moment that you're in. And it makes the whole situation feel completely different.
And it's something we know. It's just something that doesn't come natural to us as gratitude.
Absolutely. So that's the song today. So what have you been going through that you've heard that song and you're like, man, that song spoke to me? And it could be something difficult or tragic, or it maybe is one of those things that you're like, it's just, I wasn't being grateful in my faith, and I was stagnant, and this song made me relook at how I should live my life, and I should be grateful. I don't know. Whatever your story is, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but your story right now around the song Gratitude, which is our group therapy song now. So 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. How has this song landed with you?
It has impacted my life greatly. It came out at a time shortly after I lost my son. He passed 8 weeks ago.
Ooh.
And he was a shining example to so many people. He had a strong testimony and a wonderful faith, and he was my example, and he renewed mine. And that song just has made me grateful for the Lord's plan and everything that he's done for our family.
Well, I'll tell you, it's amazing when you hear you. I didn't expect you to say 8 weeks ago. You know, I thought you were going to say I lost my son, you know, 15 years ago or something like that. And it's so fresh for you. And to be able to sound okay, I think is jarring to people, but in a great way. Showing that, you know, God can walk us through, and not necessarily around, but through the hardest things in our life. And we can somehow find gratitude. And if we do that, maybe we get through it a little bit better. So what would your advice be to people that are going through something really difficult like that?
You know, the pain is always there, but it does lessen with time. And, you know, the Lord is amazing in everything. Just finding the little things, finding the blessings that is all around you helps you keep your faith. It helps you keep, you know, your belief in Him. And He is always there no matter what's going on.
Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to be on the show with us today and share your story, because you never know, man. You and your attitude towards this unspeakable loss might be just the thing that somebody needs to hear today. So thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you guys for the station, because the Lord works just wonders for you guys.
So, Sarah, how has this song impacted you?
So I've recently gone through a miscarriage, and this song has just really helped me keep my eyes on God in such a hard time and praise Him even though I'm going through something so terrible.
Yeah, sometimes it's hard to find words to praise God when we don't feel good, you know, and things around us aren't good. It's kind of like we take that situation and we apply it to God and we go, well, things aren't good, so you must not be good. And so the attitude of gratitude actually is the thing that can get us through some of the most difficult things in life. It's not easy, but boy, when you commit to it, it can be life-changing.
Absolutely helped me keep my eyes on the Lord, and this was like our first baby, so it was a very exciting time and something we were looking forward to. So we're just going through those feelings of grief and feelings of hope again as we start planning for our family.
That's why I just love those words in the song. I throw up my hands and praise you again and again. You know, because sometimes all you have is a hallelujah. So as you walk through this and you head into a new chapter and maybe some fear, I hope that this song will continue to bring you comfort as you guys, you know, try to create your family.
I think it will. Music is so powerful and it reaches people on such a different level. I really appreciate what y'all do.
So maybe you've been hearing people talk about this song and like, I'm not even like super familiar with it, but it sounds like something I could definitely benefit from today. It's Brandon Lake, Gratitude on Way FM.
All my words fall short. I got nothing new. How could I express all my gratitude?
I saw that going differently in my mind.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show with Mind Blown. Oh, just a sound effect from you today.
I don't know.
That was more like a mind implode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gavin.
I don't know how to. Mind blown?
Mind blown. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. She threw that in an area we've not gone to before.
That was new.
So here's the deal with mind blown. I come across things that I want to share with you because they are mind blowing. And this is to make you more interesting at parties or places of business, you know, when there's a conversation going on, if you've ever felt like you have nothing to contribute, that's where you'd be wrong. You just file this stuff away and you can interact in any situation. So Betty Rock, what would you, just give me like a topic and then I will show you how easy this is.
Shopping.
Ooh.
Oh, okay, you do like to shop. Do you online shop or you?
I do a lot of online shopping, but I've been thinking in the past few days that I just need to take everything, every piece of article of clothing in my closet and just throw it away.
Yeah,
start over.
I agree with that and then just
you
go.
You agree with that?
Yeah. Well, no.
Wait. Yeah.
Except for your Bucky's onesie.
Yeah.
Well, but are you saying that I should do that because what
you
I wear is horrible?
No, not because of what you wear is horrible, but sometimes it's nice to have a reset. It's nice to have a change.
Oh, yeah.
For you, not for us.
Oh, okay.
And what you should do is go to the mall and spend some time in the mall and maybe make a wish into the fountain in the mall about your new wardrobe. Did you know that the Mall of America, it's like the world's biggest mall in Minneapolis. They have like a theme park inside of it. It's huge, ginormous. They have fountains and people throw in money. Every year, they collect $25,000 in coins.
Why are we not in that fountain?
I know, right? Why should they? What they should do every year, instead of them just collecting it, is they should have a contest to let like 10 people dive into the fountain and then just get as much as they can, like in 2 minutes.
I'd be there with a shovel.
Oh, absolutely. I think that would be great. You know what you should do is out in front of your place, just put a well, like a wishing well.
Oh, people would start throwing
And people just throw stuff in it, and it's a side hustle, passive income. Gavin, give me a topic.
I'm looking for just a new show to watch. I figure I'd go back in time. Do you have anything about old?
I think
school
you
sitcoms.
Should go back to and rewatch The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside
back
down.
Back before Will like Smith slapped Chris Rock and everyone liked him. Did you guys know? This is where you can be really interesting because a lot of times at work we'll be talking about TV shows we're watching and someone might even say, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. You can go, did you know that that is based on a true story? What?
Isn't it?
There really was a Fresh Prince?
Yes.
A prince that was fresh?
Isn't it kind of like Will Smith's origin story per se?
No, no. It was actually the concept of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air came from a music manager. His name was Benny, and he grew up poor in East L.A., but he became friends with this rich kid in Beverly Hills, and he moved in with their family.
Oh.
I guess so he could go to school there and have a shot at a better life and break the cycle that he was in. And so that whole TV show kind of was pitched as a based on this guy's story, which I think is fascinating.
I hope he gets a cut of whatever Will Smith is making.
Oh, I do too. I do too, because it's a great old school show. But there you go. That is a nugget you can drop and make people's jaw drop and be like, what? I never knew that. I've watched The Fresh Prince a million times. I never knew that till today. And so that can help you out with a little mind blown. Most big changes start from the inside and then they work their way out. It starts with an idea in your head or a passion in your heart, and then you take the steps to turn that thought or dream into reality. That happened for Betty Rock when she decided to go back to school at Colorado Christian University.
I had always wanted to get a college degree, and I didn't get just one, I got two. And trust me, I am using my psychology degree every day working with Wally.
Wait, what?
Oh yeah, it's happening.
Well, CCU apparently gave Betty Rock the tools she needs, and Colorado Christian University can do the same for you. They can turn you inside out and help make your educational dreams a reality.
Right now, Colorado Christian University is offering you a chance to win a $10,000 or a $5,000 scholarship towards an associate, bachelor's, or master's degree offered 100% online.
And just for entering, you can get a $1,000 scholarship. So text CCU to 91979. Contest ends April 11th.
Colorado Christian University, cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
In a broken world, stories with humor, heart, or hope are a nice change of pace.
There are some things money can't buy.
It's News-ish on The Wally Show.
I came across a story on TikTok the other day that someone was retelling it, and it stopped me. It was like, oh, because I kind of have a heart for the disenfranchised, you know? And so there's this elementary kid, school kid, who wants to wear a Tennessee Volunteer shirt for College Colors Day, but he doesn't have one. So his teacher told him, well, you could just wear like a bright orange shirt and that'd be great. Kind of, you know, pay homage to the school. Mm-hmm. And he's all excited about it. So he wears his orange t-shirt. I don't know if you've seen this or not, but he took a piece of paper and wrote UT on it, like with a Sharpie.
It's precious.
And stuck it to his chest. But like, when I saw the shirt, I mean, because it's not done artistically, you know?
No.
It's like an 8-year-old would do it.
Yeah, it's obvious that a kid did it.
And so when I saw it, I'm like, oh, that's not going to go well for him. I hate that was my first thought. I really hate that I was right. So he's all excited. He wears his orange shirt, puts the paper on it, and he's so proud to show it to his teacher. But after lunch, he comes back in, and he's not the same kid.
After lunch, he went back to his desk, put his head down, and was crying. Some girls at the lunch table next to his were making fun of him for the logo he had created. His teacher posted this story to Facebook and said that she was going to get him a University of Tennessee shirt and wanted to see if anyone had connections to the university to make it a little more special for him. Then, the internet did what the internet does, and the post went viral among Tennessee fans. Letters and packages started pouring in from the University of Tennessee fans, and the university even sent a box of goodies. Then, the university took it even a step further and turned his design into an official University of Tennessee shirt.
It's awesome.
With a portion of proceeds from every shirt sold being donated to an anti-bullying foundation. The demand for the shirt was so high that it crashed the website. Around 115,000 shirts were sold, and over $950,000 donated to stomp out bullying.
Now, how cool is that? See, I got goosebumps all over again.
That's so awesome.
The shirt is great because basically they just took the artwork that he did, and it's so bad. But the stuff behind it, what makes that amazing is that people recognized and saw him where he was made fun of, you know? And people said, no, we are going to not let that be the narrative for you today. Mm-hmm. And they got involved. And to me, that is just huge. And this is where I love the internet. When the internet gets it right,
yes,
it's awesome. And then the story goes on one step further. Okay, so right now, I've already got goosebumps. We're done. Great story. Wrap her up. Well, the University of Tennessee, they decided to, when this kid is ready to go to college, they gave him a full ride scholarship. What? And that is worth hundreds of thousands of dollars to UT.
Well done.
Yeah.
That's
like,
really well
that
done.
That is everybody in the chain, except for those girls that made fun of him,
Why
doing the right
it's
thing.
Girls? It could have been boys.
It was.
Literally said
it literally
girls.
Said that. Yeah, it was the girls at the table. Yeah. Sorry, Rock. Proof once again that you're the worst.
One and done.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We're going to play a really fast-paced game here, and you've got to have thick skin on this because I'm going to give you a question. You're going to have a 50-50 chance at getting the answer right. If you get it right, we put you on hold, you win a prize. If you get it wrong, I hang up on you quickly to get to the next person. There's no pleasantries, it's just goodbye, see ya. And so that's the rules of the game. That's the way it works. Again, it's bigger than me. I don't like this part of the game, but we have to abide by it.
Why do you always snicker, though, when you hang up on someone?
There is a weird joy. Because I don't get to hang up on people like anymore doing this job like I used to in mainstream radio. Now you have to be nice. So here we go. I'll give you an example of how this will work. Betty Rock, you'll be our contestant, okay?
Okay.
This is like celebrity riders, things that they request to do an event that the people have to do for them. And so this request is a police dog who checks the premises before her arrival. Is that Miss Barbara Streisand or Katy Perry?
Ooh.
Mm. Barbara Streisand.
Barbara Streisand.
It's Katy Perry.
No, it is Barbara Streisand.
Oh, yes!
Betty, if you could wheel Gavin out of here, that'd be great.
Oh, yeah.
That would be the version of hanging up on you, is just wheeling you out of the room. So nicely done. You got that right there. So that's how it works. So Betty would win a prize. Gavin would not, and he would be hung up on. He would be canceled, in essence.
A loser.
Here we go. Well, that was just harsh.
Was it?
That came out of nowhere.
Did it really?
Are you okay? Going to call like other people who call in losers?
Yeah. We say it by hanging up. It's our actions. Actions speak louder than words. All right. So here we go. 855-33-WAY-FM. Again, remember, you better have some thick skin to play this game, but you can win a prize now. 855-33-WAY-FM. The first one here is a hotel room at 77 degrees Fahrenheit all the time and a buffet without Coca-Cola. Is that Beyonce or Miley Cyrus?
I'll go Beyonce.
Beyonce. And I like how we say it. Instead of Beyonce, we say Beyonce.
That's so Southern. I think I would agree with that, too, because she comes across as... Well, no, it's not that she comes across. She's built this persona that she gets what she wants.
And she's kind of a diva. And yeah. So having a temperature requirement and no Coca-Cola, I thought that might throw you off and make you think it was Miley Cyrus. But no, you're absolutely right. Woo! It is Miss Beyoncé. Nicely done. See how easy this is? You made it look easy, Corbin. I'm so glad I do not have to hang up on you.
This is awesome, yeah.
Well, hang on a second. I'm going to put you on hold and Gavin will get some info from you, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
All right, Crystal, we've had one winner, so you want to keep that streak alive right now. Here is your request made of a celebrity for an appearance. Blue silk curtains and a dozen candles. Is that Ryan Seacrest or Rihanna?
Rihanna.
You didn't even hesitate. That sounds like it could be Ryan Seacrest to me.
It does, but it seems too obvious.
That's usually where you get into trouble with these kind of games. But not today. It is actually Miss Rihanna. Nicely done. That's 2 for 2. I didn't have to hang up on anybody yet. I miss it. We're playing another round. All right, so I'm going to put you on hold. You win a prize today, Crystal.
Thank you.
We got to get some people missing this. And so we'll do another round here in 10 minutes on the Wally Show of One and Done. I'm going to give you two choices, so you got a 50-50 shot. The request is plants everywhere and no meat anywhere. So who do you think that is? Is that Paul McCartney or Lady Gaga?
Oh, Lady Gaga.
I will say that you got one of the hardest ones yet. That was incorrect. It's Paul McCartney.
Oh, no.
No, this is the part. I hate this part. I hate this part so much.
I do.
Hi. This is where I have to hang up on her without, like, saying goodbye. It's so bad. Do you have anything you'd like to say quickly?
Don't say anything. He'll just hang up on you right in the middle of it. Don't say anything.
That is not true. Danielle, I feel bad for you. What would you like to say?
Don't fall for it.
Bye.
No, she's gone. I'm a little bummed she got the whole word bye out, actually. All right, well, that's going to do it for One and Done game today. We had 2 out of 3 winners, though. That's pretty good. And I feel like a winner because I got to hang up on somebody.
Oh, my gosh.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. One of the cool things we have here as part of the ministry of what we do, in addition to the music and stuff, is our prayer wall, and it's where people can leave prayer requests and have other people on our staff praying for them, and just other people at random that see it and decide to pray for it, getting involved in each other's lives. It's really cool in that way, and millions of prayer requests go up every day or every year, which is, I think, really cool. You can leave your name. You can be anonymous. Totally up to you. This is one, Rock, that I'm curious if kind of you can speak to and will resonate with you a little bit. This one was anonymous. It says, I was suddenly overcome with fear for the first time in my life. Please pray that I'll stop being fearful of absolutely every aspect of life and that once again I can walk in faith and confidence in the Lord. Because I know when you went through like some anxiety, it hit you out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. Like you didn't see it coming. It was like, boom.
No, and it makes you really feel like you're drowning or you're lost or you have no control whatsoever. And sometimes you find yourself at your lowest point and the only thing you can do is pray and turn to God and hope that he brings you out of it. And I'm here to testify that he does, but it does take time.
Absolutely. And the cool thing is too, when you pray for someone, you'll click a box that says, hey, I just prayed for this. And the best part of this whole thing, in my opinion, is that person gets a notification. And on average, I believe it's 17 people pray for one prayer request. And so can you imagine if you've just, like this lady, put up this anonymous prayer request about fear, and then as she's going through her day, her phone dings. Bing, someone just prayed for you. Bing, someone just prayed for you. I'm getting fearful again. Bing, someone just prayed for you. Mm-hmm. The reminder that people are actively taking your request before God and that you are seen and that you're heard and that you're loved, I think would be huge in getting somebody through something like this. And you get to be a part of that. That's what's so cool, is you can post a prayer request, which is awesome. But then while you're there, the only thing that I ask is, like, if you're going to post one, pray for one. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's good for you. Honestly, if you take a minute to step out of what you have going on and you find another prayer request of something that connects with you and you pray for them or pray for 3 people, I don't know, you might find that it actually starts to make you feel better as well.
And it's easy to check out when you text the word pray, P-R-A-Y, pray, to 91979. We'll send you a link. All you got to do is click on it and it will take you straight to the prayer wall. That's pray to 91979.
Okay, stay close.
Let's go.
Good day to you. It's Joel with For King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters April 26th.
But look around you, David. Your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime.
There's no food and we're almost out of money. We need to make some changes. Kids, we need your help.
It's a powerful true story with circles around miracles and about a family uniting and growing in their faith, facing the impossible together.
It's going to be dangerous and scary. It's going to be so hard that you want to go back.
The movie also features our brand new song, Unsung Hero.
You're an unsung hero. So I'll sing this song for you.
Giving up, it's not an option.
In theaters beginning April 26th, join us in making opening night a family day at the theaters.
Things you didn't know you needed to know today. It's News-ish with Gavin.
Naming your pet, it's a big decision, and you can go down the classic route with names like Daisy or Max. We can get really creative. Betty, you have great names for your cats.
Buford Beans, yep. And Rayford Tater Allen.
Yeah, I love it. It's so Southern. It's so you.
And it's very
beans
creative.
Beans and taters.
Yep. And, I didn't know this, but Nationwide Pet Insurance, they have an annual contest to find the wackiest pet names in America. So the last year's winner included a dog named Doc Holiday and a cat named Spicy.
Doc Holiday?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. And then the cat's name was Spicy Beef Purrito.
Oh, okay. Mm. I always like Katy Perry's cat is Kitty Purry.
That's good.
I think that's a really good name for her cat. Like, no one else could. Well, I guess you could do it. It's Katy Perry. I'd call it Kitty Purry. But, like, for her, it's perfect.
It's great. And they, Nationwide Pet Insurance, they just announced the finalists for 2024. And the voting actually does close tomorrow. So you actually can still get a few minutes. But here are some of the top names that are in the running for this year. We'll start with dogs. There's a dog called Boots with the Fur.
Oh, yeah. Like, what's his name? Usher? Boots with the Fur. Who is it?
Might have been Little John. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I don't know either. There's Lil Richard, Lord Waddles. There's Lulu the Conqueror, Mr. Pizza Puff. And then this is kind of my favorite, Molly from Corporate. And then we'll go over to the cat nominees. You've got Cat Alarm, I don't know if that one.
Cat Alarm?
Yeah. The like Car Alarm?
Oh.
Maybe?
Oh.
That's
oh,
the
yeah,
only I thing
like
I can
alarm.
Get.
Okay.
Meowinase.
No. Meowinase. Okay. Yeah.
And then this is for the Harry Potter people. There's a character called Minerva McGonagall. This is Minerva McGonagall.
Ah, got it.
Wow,
and
so
then,
complicated.
Steph Curry. That's
oh,
my
that's
favorite
a good one. Yeah.
For Steph Curry,
one.
The basketball player. And then this is just, I don't know if I want to know the person that has this name or know the cat. This cat's name is Skull Crusher.
I like Skull Crusher. He's
that's
a sweetie.
Awesome.
So if you have a pet, they've got a fantastic name and you still want to get in on this, you can go to petinsurance.com/wackypetnames if you have maybe the world's most creative name for your pet.
There you go. Well, you could actually immortalize them and they could be famous forever. So there you go. Check it out. Nationwide Insurance was it?
It okay. was petinsurance.com.
Got it.
Wacky Pet Names.
They say necessity is the mother of invention. Hey, it's the Wally Show on Uplifting Way FM. Well, this guy recently gave us something, a gift to the world that I think we could all benefit from. It is a popcorn bucket. When you go to the movie theater, you know, you get the round, large popcorn. But then you got to hold it in your lap, and sometimes it can spill, or if you get up to leave, you try to leave it in the adjacent seat next to you at the proper angle so it doesn't spill. This guy made a popcorn bucket. He spent 10 years of his life working on this. Theoretically, I think it might should have been 10 days or maybe 10 months to get to a prototype, not 10 years. But basically, it's a popcorn bucket, and then it has a round thing on the bottom that's the size of the cup holder at movie theaters. So you basically put your popcorn in the cup holder.
Oh.
Kind of like they do with big giant drinks in cup holders where it narrows down. It's really smart.
Yeah, it is. It's smart. And I know you're saying it should have only taken him 10 days. But
yeah.
Then again, you didn't put it out yourself.
That's very true. And I didn't go through the processes. I don't have a patent on it.
Yeah.
Maybe those are the best inventions. The one that seems so simple, but they're life-changing. Like the upright bacon cooker for your microwave. Boy, game
that's
changer.
That's a thing?
Yeah. It's a thing. You can cook microwave bacon like with it up and all the grease comes down.
Well, and you bought two of those noodle
pasta boats.
Pasta boats.
Yeah, that was not a good investment.
Oh, that wasn't. Oh,
that
okay.
was not a good investment.
Okay.
Turns out it basically just cooks it like anything else.
Well, then never mind.
Did not save me any time. Not a good invention. But what we want to talk about are the inventions that we need. This guy saw a need. He was like, we need something to better deliver popcorn to us where it will not be spilled. And he came up with it. And I'm curious if you've come up with that hole in the market somehow for something that you're like, man, we need this. If we could just have this, this would be a much better life for me. So 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. If you got a thought on this, we'll take it now. 855-33-WAY-FM. If you ever can't get through on the phone when we're talking about something on the show, Betty Rock posts these things on our socials a lot of time. Just search Wally Show. Hey, it's the Wally Show on Uplifting Way FM. And so we were wondering about your ideas for inventions that we need. There was a guy that made a movie theater popcorn bucket that kind of went down into a smaller cylinder on the bottom that enabled you to put it into a cup holder, which I think is kind of genius. Your hands free, you're not having it on your lap. It's a really good idea. Mm-hmm. Spent 10 years of his life trying to develop that.
Oof.
And finally got there. Now, yeah. will movie theaters buy it? I don't know, you know.
Yeah, but you as an avid movie goer and popcorn eater, it looks like something you would really like.
Oh, I would love it, because I have to bring, we bring two buckets of popcorn movie theater, we bring two buckets of popcorn with us. One for my wife, they fill it up, and then you get a free refill on that one. Mm-hmm. But I have an old bucket, so they just go ahead and fill it up for me, and I put butter all over mine. It just swims in it, because she doesn't like butter. Yeah, so I would love that, though, because then it would just sit in the cup holder and not get all over my lap.
Right, exactly. Well, Carol, she mentioned an idea she had. She said there needs to be an electric blanket that gets cold, not only hot.
That's a good idea. I've seen a weird blanket that has a fan at the bottom of the bed, and it shoots cold air up underneath your covers, basically. I have a friend that has it because she gets really hot.
Huh. Lisa, she said there should be a vehicle that would force you to the side of the road and not move until you put your phone down. I would agree with that for sure. I think a lot of people would be stuck on the side of the road. And then Kyle said there needs to be a Lego sorting machine that you can dump a bunch of random loose Legos into it, and it'll tell you what you can make out of them.
That's a great idea, because once you have built a kit, you know, and it's very specific. But if you have a bunch of Legos, like old school Legos, square bricks and things like that, that don't have all the new modern shapes, that would be cool for it to tell you what you could actually build. Because everything I ended up building was like a rocket ship or a sword. That was all I could ever come up with. A bunch of square or rectangle bricks and then the two triangle halves. That was it.
And your parents were like, well, this isn't going to pan out for him.
I will say that like the invention sounds great. There is an app that I personally have never tested.
Right.
And it may or may not work, but I saw a video of it working. Huh. And it's called Brickit, BRICKIT. And it literally, you can lay out your Legos and then you point the camera at it and it'll take stock of what's there. And then it theoretically will tell you what you can build.
That's so really cool.
And it is free when I downloaded it.
Really?
So maybe it's something worth testing.
That would be awesome.
I want to test it.
Yeah, I would definitely want to. It's worth going out and buying some Legos just to test it. So there you go. Those are some new inventions. Hopefully on the horizon. That would be great.
I wasn't even listening. I was listening to podcasts.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show, and we have a podcast. We call it the Aftercast, and it happens every day after the show. And it's all new content that we didn't even do during the show. So if you like the show that you listen to, but you can't listen to it all the time, or the music kind of gets in the way, for some people that's true. And for some people that's true. Some people like the conversations. This is all of that. If you like podcasts, you don't want music in it, is what I'm saying. Kind of.
They are two different worlds. Yeah. You are correct.
You can get a link sent to your phone directly when you text TWS, that stands for The Wally Show, so TWS, to 91979.
And sometimes when we talk about like life stuff, and it's funny, and it can be ranty, and it can be opinionated, but sometimes we get into these deep conversations, and a question came up about boundaries, and is being a good Christian not having boundaries? And this was a little bit of that conversation.
Boundaries aren't meant to shut down a relationship. They're there to create a healthy relationship. And if a relationship dwindles because of boundaries that you've set up, then that wasn't a relationship that you needed in the first place. Mm-hmm. And so it's really helped me to not feel guilty for saying no to things.
If you think about it, like if there's gray area on something, I tend to look at what did Jesus do? You know, because we're supposed to emulate him. What did Jesus do? So you could make the case, well, you know, supposed to love others as ourselves, which I have to give selflessly of myself to everyone that asks. How many people did Jesus not heal? Yeah. He's in crowds. And people, he'll heal one or two, you know, or whatever, you know, and the lady that touches his hem is healed, you know. And there's those stories where he healed him. How many people did he not heal? Jesus didn't help everybody that asked for help or that needed help, you know? Mm-hmm. And so if he was selective, it stands to reason that we could be selective too without being punished.
Yeah, it's interesting. I never really thought about how Jesus had boundaries and he would get alone by himself to go and recharge and to pray. And so again, I think it's a good idea when you're not sure about things to look at what Jesus did, and it might help give you some clarity on how you should behave in that situation. So that's just an example of one snippet of a conversation that we have in the Aftercast on the Daily that you could be a part of.
TWS to 91979. That's TWS to 91979.
And now for some good news.
Yeah. Uplifting! Away FM, this here is the Wally Show with the good news. Giddy up. It is a roundup of some good news stories because the regular news is a bit of a bummer. So we're going to start with you, Betty Rock. Good news, giddy up, go.
There's a retired science teacher in New York, and after 100 of his former students showed up to watch the eclipse with him on Monday.
Oh, that's cool.
Even though he's retired, and here's how it happened. So starting back in 1978, he had told his students he would throw a huge viewing party for the eclipse in 2024.
Oh, wow.
So they were making plans even back then, and he said they were all invited. Well, sure enough, all 100 came.
That's crazy.
They had it all catered. They had eclipse glasses ready for everyone. And it was huge. The teacher said, quote, "It's about the sharing. It's about the impact of teachers. It's about so much more."
And that's really cool that they all made good on that. Yeah, that does tell you, too, that the teacher made an impact because these kids all show up, you know, however many years later. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Gavin, good news, giddy up, go.
There was a 12-year-old boy in England. He was out walking his dog when he saw something shiny on the ground. Could have been anything, but it turns out he found a gold bracelet from ancient Rome.
Nice.
That's 2,000 years old. There is no current update on how much it's worth.
I'm curious, yeah.
I would guess it would be worth a healthy sum, either from a museum, a collector,
yeah,
a rich person who just wants something that's old.
I'd like to have it. I'm a fan of bracelets. I wonder if
how
someday
much would you give him?
Someone will find my bracelets. Oh. I'm cheap, though. That's the problem. I buy cheap ones, so I can't afford that, but it is pretty cool. And finally, after their father sadly passed away while he was in need of a kidney transplant, two Illinois sisters, both in their 20s, decided to donate their kidneys to total strangers and make the families of two families make sure they didn't have to suffer the way that theirs did. One of the girls said, "My dad was always giving, and he was helping others, and I thought it would be a great way to honor him." And I really love that. And it really drove home, though, because you go, oh, they gave their kidney. That's really cool. But they had a picture of the girls post-surgery, and like the scar is this ginormous scar on your side, and then two others from like the orthoscopic part.
Oh, wow.
And you forget, like, that's a major involved surgery.
A lot of recovery.
And they chose to go through this willingly to help somebody else out, and that is really cool, and that's why we do Good News Giddy Up.
Growing up in poverty has never been easy for children, but with the added challenges of the pandemic, conflict, and natural disasters, families around the world are facing an unprecedented food crisis. Unfortunately, those who are already hungry are now even more desperate. But by sponsoring a child through Compassion, you can help provide life-sustaining essentials such as food and clean water. And with your compassionate support, that child can not only survive, but also flourish. You can find out how and choose a child to sponsor when you click on the Compassion banner at wayfm.com.
Uplifting Way FM. If it's trending, streaming, or starring, Betty Rock's got it on The Rock Report.
Tom Cruise is a man who likes to do his own stunts. Thanks to movies like Mission Impossible, Edge of Tomorrow, and The Last Samurai, he's done many stunts that have left him with multiple broken bones, near-death experiences, but even at 61, he's still determined at 61. Right there with him at 59 years old is Keanu Reeves. Hard to believe he's 59.
Whoa.
Yeah. He's also a big supporter of doing his own stunts, which he's achieved in movies like Speed and John Wick. Mm. And while he's stayed pretty clear of any serious harm, he can't say that anymore, thanks to a new movie he's currently filming, which I believe isn't an action film. The plot for the film hasn't been released yet to the public, but there are many actors involved that are funny actors.
Okay.
So it leads me to believe it's not an action film.
It's a comedy, not a shoot 'em up.
So while on the set of this new film, Keanu had some downtime, so he decided to go to his trailer and chill. While on his way there, he tripped on a rug and fractured his kneecap.
Oh, all the things.
Leaving him having to maneuver around with crutches.
Oh, that would hurt so bad. You know what it's like when you bump your knee? Betty Rock used to hit her knee underneath the console where she sits so bad that I bought some padding and duct tape padding all over it.
It's those little pool noodles.
Oh.
Yeah, it's still there.
I didn't know that's what that was for.
That's what it's for, because she kept hitting her thing, and she'd be like,
I saw Heaven's Gates every time. It was like someone had pushed my kneecap to the side, and then it snapped back into place. So, yeah, there were plenty of times where I threatened to leave.
Yeah.
And Wally was like, okay, to get her to stay.
Yeah.
It's going to take some cushioning.
Good job.
So, yeah, that's what Keanu needs, a friend like me, actually, to protect him. I can't believe that, like, on a comedy, this is where he gets hurt. You know, he has to be thinking the same thing. Like, this is how I end my career. Fantastic.
Yeah, bless his heart.
All right, that's going to do it for your Rock Report. Thank you, Lady Rock.
This is no time to panic. This is the perfect time to panic.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. You got a chance to win a prize here with the 5-second game. You'll be taking on the winner between Betty Rock and I. So what happens is Gavin will give us a topic. We will have 5 seconds to list 3 things off that topic. And Betty Rock, her brain will lock up. And I used to make fun of her, but then I found out, mine does the same thing. So we're not that different, actually. So it's who fails the least here is who you will be taking on. So with that said, are we going to... You ready to go?
Yeah, who wants to go first?
Wally.
I was going to say Betty, but I will acquiesce to you.
She did
say I will
first.
Go first. I will go first. Okay, let me get my stop clock ready here. Hang on.
Okay, you ready?
I am now.
Okay, here we go. Wally, name 3 luxury automobile brands.
Lexus, Jaguar, and Porsche. Oh, Lamborghini. In case you didn't consider Lexus luxury, but I would say luxury.
There's Cadillac. There's Aston Martin. Tesla, okay. I think, is up there.
Yeah.
But good job.
Okay, thank you very much. So that's 1 for me. Okay, so Betty Rock, did her strategy pay off?
I don't know. About to find out.
You look calm. All right, here we go.
Okay.
Name 3 amusement parks.
Oh. Dollywood.
Oh!
Disneyland.
Oh.
What in the world?
What?
6 Flags.
Disney World.
SeaWorld. Disney World.
Yeah.
Well, it was Legoland. How you said it. No, it was how you said it. You said name?
3 theme parks.
I don't know. I heard. Park. I heard 3 parks, and I was like, wait, what? And then it took me a minute,
the question
and
was
then
asked.
I had to, it was just not.
That's what happens. You put a time, like getting 3 theme parks is so easy, but when you put a timer on it and you
hear
the beep, beep, yeah, you hear in your head. All right,
panicking.
My turn, here we go.
All right, Wally, name 3 different gyms.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, okay.
No!
You're right.
No!
Stop!
I didn't get a chance to stop everything.
No! What, does he mean J-I-M or G-Y-M?
I can't.
That's a legit question.
It doesn't matter. Now you've had so much time to think about it.
Okay.
It's fine.
Let me tell you this.
It's fine.
If
you need to be this petty to win this game.
If he had said, name 3 gyms, and I said Halpert, and then I went down that road, you would have been, no, he meant like Planet Fitness.
Why would he ask for 3 gyms? That doesn't even make sense.
Why does it? Yeah, it does. G-Y-M. Jim Morrison. No.
Okay, fine. Start the clock.
Well, what which is it?
It's J or it's GY.
It is. Okay. I didn't understand that. Okay. So here we go.
You can't use Planet Fitness now because you've already said it out loud.
Well, that's not fair. That's like the only other one. Give me another one. Then give me another one. Just pull another card.
So now because that one wasn't convenient for him, he now needs a new one. That's interesting. New rules are being made as we play.
I would have gotten it.
Do you want another category?
Yeah, give me another category because this is the only thing that's going to like make her quiet.
No, it's not.
I know.
You already cheated.
Sadly, you're right.
3. Oh, wait.
I need to know what it is, Gavin.
Name 3 different types of clouds. 3, 2, 1, go.
Nimbus, cumulus, and... Oh, geez. Cirrus. Cirrus. What is it? Yeah. Is that right?
I mean, it was. Did he get it in before?
It doesn't matter. Okay. He wants to win anyway, so just let him.
Okay, well, there you go. I am the winner today. Congratulations to me. Betty is so angry.
Anyone would understand that is cheating.
Well, you're going to take on me today because Betty Rock failed to beat me. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. If you think you can get past me, we'll do a round with you right now for a prize.
Oh, electronic mail.
Wally at wayfm.com is how you can email me with whatever's on your mind. If you want to talk about something from the show, that's cool. Like this one is from Hollywood. Hollywood said, I am so tired of Betty Rock.
What?
Bashing Christian metal and Stryper. That was an important part and a time in my life and encouraged me and helped me to stand strong in my faith. Around others who had abandoned their faith. She is certainly within her right to say that. Freedom of speech means she has that right to express how she feels, but she needs to realize that she is offending the majority of your audience.
Majority? That's a bold statement.
I'm going to be honest. I think you might be stretching that one too, Hollywood, but I agree. You're offending me every day. And so that's why Stryper was covered by the guys from For King and Country. To make it a little softer, a little less raucous, and make it more applicable to people that just honestly don't get metal.
I don't. Yeah. And I think maybe this is a bold statement, but I feel like I'm part of the majority of people that don't get it.
Those people, I pray for them every day. So here's another one here. Hey, my name is Jade, and I'm 14 years old. I'm an avid listener of The Wally Show. I've been listening to the show on the way to school for the last 7 years. Holy cow. Recently, I began to listen to The Aftercast. That's our podcast we do. You can get it for free by just texting.
TWS, which stands for The Wally Show. TWS. To 91979.
I love it. Jaden's like, I've shared it with some friends, and we love the music. We love what you guys do. Wally and Betty's funny antics bring so much joy to my day. But Gavin, this is one about you, Gavin. Wow. But Gavin is the glue that holds the show together. Gavin is clearly the calm in the calamity.
Oh, for sure. And we need that.
I know. I love that. I know Wally is the most serious person on the show. I think Gavin is the kindest. However, Betty Rock will forever be my favorite.
Oh, and that's rightfully so.
Absolutely.
Thank
I love
you.
It. So there you go. Redemption for her horrible take on Stryper.
No, I think it's a very popular opinion.
All right. So if you want to ever email me, it's very simple. Just wally@wayfm.com.
The Bible says in 2 Deuteronomy of the book of Jericho that the eye for the tooth and the tooth for the people and everybody who got the eye, you punch them in it.
What?
I can tell you don't read the Bible.
We believe at WayFM that getting a Bible in people's hands is so important that we partnered with Tyndale to do a New Living Translation Bible that is really easy to read and can help you grow in your faith. And we believe that it's important for people to get it for free and have access to it. So much so that I saw on the printer the other day the bill for stamps for mailing our last Bible mailing.
Yeah.
$5,000. Wow. That was to mail, I think, like 1,200 Bibles. Like, we sent a lot of Bibles. That was crazy, which is great. But it's like, that's a big cost. But it matters. It's important. That's how much we believe that this matters. And I love, too, when people hear that a lot of times, they'll be like, oh, I didn't even know you guys had to pay for that. So, yeah, let me, I'll cover the next Bible mailing, and they'll write a $5,000 check. It's crazy, but super, super cool when they do that. So, anyway, from time to time, we like to have Gavin test Betty Rock's and my Bible knowledge to show you how much you should be in the Word and spend more time in it.
Okay, first question, and these are all going to be name-related. Okay. So, again, options, so you don't have to go run it into this if you don't want to.
Yeah.
What was Moses' sister's name? Because we all know, brother.
Wally.
You may answer the question.
Miriam.
Yes.
Yes!
Woo! Would you have gotten that?
No. But here's what's so odd to me.
Tell me what's so odd.
You can't be annoyed with his Bible knowledge.
No, listen, hear me out.
Yes, let me hear you out.
Okay, so you remember Moses' sister's name. Okay.
Correct.
She's not a big person in the Bible.
Right.
She doesn't have her own chapter or whatever. But anyway, we have an intern that will be here for 2 to 3 months.
Yeah. See him every day.
And we have people upstairs that we work with.
Worked with for 5 years.
And yet you still have to come to me and you say, Rock. Yeah. What's their name?
Sometimes
again?
I blank out on their names. But Miriam, I got it, and this
How is
why
that possible?
I couldn't tell you. Yeah, maybe it's because that's what's really important to me is the word of God.
And me, so I hide it in my heart. What's important to me are God's chosen people.
Oh yeah, maybe
that,
so.
You know, taking care of their children and remembering their names.
Well, it takes both people in this world. give us another question, Gavin.
Okay, what is the name of the woman who Peter raised from the dead?
Ooh,
we all
that's
know Jesus raised Lazarus, but this is a name. Like, who knows?
So that's a good one.
Here we go. Three options. Yep. You have Lydia, Priscilla, or Tabitha.
Oh, dang. My name
none of those. Yeah. I had none of those
I
in
was
my
like,
head.
If he was going to say it, I was going to be like, hey.
Yeah, that, I know.
Did, but he didn't.
Oh, wow. What were the choices again?
All right. Lydia, Priscilla, or Tabitha?
Betty. Lydia.
Oh, 1 in 3. I was kind of going to go Lydia, too.
Man,
so
look at her getting stuff wrong.
Yes! Okay, there's no way it's Tabitha. There's no way. I've never heard of a Tabitha in the Bible. That's going to tell me it's Tabitha. I'm going to go with Priscilla. Priscilla seems like a biblical name.
It's Tabitha.
No, it is not.
It's funny because...
You're serious?
You know how in the Bible they'll say like so-and-so, but they also go by this name. Her name, it's like the name actually said blah, 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 Dorcas, who also goes by Tabitha.
If you had said Dorcas, so, I would have guessed that because... No,
you wouldn't have.
I would not have known why I was guessing it, but I would have gone with that because I know the name Dorcas is in the Bible.
Lies.
No, honest,
complete
truthful. My
lies.
Wife did a study and Dorcas came up and I would have done
but
that.
But you didn't guess Tabitha. You said that's not a biblical
name. It doesn't seem
and
like
it's
it.
In there.
Well, it doesn't seem
oh
like it, but
gosh.
Dorcas, I would have 100%
How
gone with that.
How you're able to just be your biggest fan is beyond me.
Well, somebody has to be. hey, if you need a Bible or somebody you know needs one, it's free. You can go to wayfm.com or you can just text the word Bible to 91979 and we will gladly send you one.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online for supporting what we do.